Okay, everyone. So what I want to do today, I'm going to go over a very, very difficult Mishnah. We'll go over it quickly. And then what I will do is I'll jump to, I'm actually going to, and then jump to the Mishnah. I just remembered, David Justin's also away. He's on, Orchan Shabbaton. So this is for David and for Josh, who are not here, and for Ellie Weltman, who I guess maybe is still south celebrating. Did you have a bris this morning? No, I don't know. Anyways. But for the chevra who could make it, we'll send you the record this recording. Here we go. So I'm going to read the Mishnah. We have welcome to Shlomo who joined us. A quick recap. So we are on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, Folio 61A. We do the Mishnah. Hadar. What I'm going to do, just because of to be focused, I'm actually just going to review the first half of the Mishnah and leave the second half as is. I think it'll make us feel a little bit more interested today. And because I want to get to the Gemara, and we could get sidetracked for a very long time. Here we go. Hadar im akum b'chatzer, a person who lives with Chris in a chatzer in a courtyard, or im mi she'enamod de be'eruv, or with somebody who does not acknowledge the rules of an eruv, harei ze oser alav. This person asers onto you to carry. Meaning, as we've said, we've already created our four mechitzas. We live in a walled city, right? Walled city. There's no issue of Rishus HaRabim midoraisa. We've created an absolute walled city. And once we created our walled city, it shouldn't be a problem. It's Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah. Comes along Shlomo HaMelech. Oh, very good. Comes along Shlomo HaMelech. And what does Shlomo HaMelech say? There's still a problem. And what is that problem? It looks, if we were all to carry in a courtyard, it would look as if it's a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, we need to make a tikkun. We need to make some type of adjustment in order to demonstrate that we're one big happy family. And the classical tikkun is an Eruv Chatzeros. And that means is that we all put bread in one home. We take all of our bread. We have here live a Kohen Yisroel Levi. So we got to go to the Kohen's house. He's the Kohen. So we all go to bread. We deposit in the Kohen's house. And we're one big happy family. So we have one joint lunchroom, dining room. The fact that we live in a private home, it's fine. Because we have a joint dining room at the Kropotkin home. Okay, that's like the effect. Now, and therefore, it would allow us to still carry in the communal courtyard. Okay? Bring your lawn chair. Bring out your on Shabbos. Bring out your sefer. Bring out your lawn chair. Bring out your basket for a picnic. Fine. How? What do you do if that's if we're Jewish? We're all from Yidden. We all, what about if it's Chris? Comes along the Tana Kamma and says, if you live alone with Chris, it's just the two of you, he's Oser Alav. There's no remedy of Eruv Chatzerus. Okay? No remedy Alav. Right? Oh, so what do you need to do? Comes along Rashi, Oser Alav. So Oser for what? Letalto mibeso lachatzer. You can't carry from your house to the courtyard. What do you need to do? Ad sheyishkor haymena. You need to rent space. You need his authority. You want to go over to Chris and say, Chris, how are you today? Can I give you $5 for me to access the chatzer, the courtyard? You can't put food, God forbid, should you join, God forbid, should you have one communal dining room, right, with Chris. So instead, you got to give Chris $5, and therefore, you're renting, so to speak, you're renting space from him.
Oh,
Super
so
shows.
didn't make the deal with that.
Oh, no, that's not a comment. Then we're going to see a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to disagree and says, no. Comes along Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he says, no. If it's just Chris and Reuven, not a problem. If it's Reuven, Shimon, and Chris, then Chris ushers with Reuven and Shimon. And the question we ask ourselves is, why is it that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you need two Jews? You need Reuven and Shimon to live with Chris. Reuven and Chris, no problem. You don't need to do Schiras Rishus. You don't need to give him $5. You don't need anything. What do you need to do? Nothing. Enjoy Shabbos. Take out your lawn chair. Take out your. However, when it comes to Shimon, who's with you in a chatzer, along with Chris, So Reuven and Shimon, it's not a problem. Why? I can deposit food in Reuven's kitchen. Reuven's home. But what are we going to do with Chris? Chris is going to be very problematic. So they need to go to Chris and say, Chris, here is $5. The machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is that point. It is 2 versus 3, or one non-Jew living among one Jew versus one non-Jew living among two non-Jews. And it seems that the second statement, Elazar ben Yaakov is not arguing Tanakama, it's not just Chris, but also a person who's not Modeh be'eruv, a person who does not acknowledge the laws of Eruv. Rashi will say it's a Kusi. Rashi will say it's a Kutite. Kusi are mentioned many places in Shas. Man, it's all over the place. And there's a Machlokas, they converted. Was it a good conversion? Not a good conversion. That's what Machlokas, which I'm not going to get into right now. We dealt with it a little bit last time. I'm going to deal with it a little bit again today. So I'm going to hold off on that. But the bottom line, for our intents and purposes, Tanakama versus Reuven ben Yaakov, everyone agrees and acknowledges that you, what you need to do, you need to have an Eruv Chatzeros. Failure to have an Eruv Chatzeros because the person is not Jewish, you need Schir Rishus. Otherwise, Oser Alav, the Chris, would then Aser, you cannot bring out your lawn chair because of Chris, unless you give him $5. Okay, that's a good summary. Okay, Shlomo, you ready? Cut up? That's okay?
Yeah.
Fine. Good. Now, Gemara. So we're going to jump, we're going to skip the rest of the Mishnah and go to the, right to the Gemara. We need to move. Here we go. Yasev. So comes along the file. Comes along Abaye. Here we go. And he's going to have a very important issue. Here we go. Yasif Abaye bar Avi. Virav Chananya. Chanina, I guess. Bar Avi. Yasif Abaye. So here we go. So what are they doing? So they understand what's going on here. So Abaye is sitting among... So there's Abaye bar Avin, then you have Rav Chananya bar Avin, so I guess the brothers, right? Or at least half-brothers. Rabbi don't necessarily know if they're full brothers, but we can assume they're full brothers for now. And where are they sitting among Abaye? Because make a distinction between Abaye with no qualifier versus Abaye bar Avin. Abaye, unfortunately, had a very tragic thing happen in his life. What happened to him?
His mother died.
Very good. His mother died. He grew up without a mother. That's why Abaye's name is not really Abaye. Abaye was a nickname. But where does the nickname come from? Do you know? Abaye's nickname was, it stood for Abba Hashem or something. People took care of him. Other people to take care of him. Mm. Can't remember exactly what it's fine. Anyway, it's fine. But meaning he wasn't named Abaye at birth. That's the point of it. Fine. V'yasev Abaye Gabaye. So Abaye, who was the senior lecturer, the senior Rebbe, he is sitting among. Here we go. V'yasve v'ka'amre. They sat and they discussed. Here we go. Bish Lama Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is making an assumption, which we'll prove a little bit later on. But and what is it according to Rabbi Meir? Meaning, it's making an assumption that Tanakama is according to Rabbi Meir, which, by the way, is not so crazy because we know Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, right? So the Gemara here is saying that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir. The first two lines, which we don't have no name, Tanakama is Rabbi Meir, and then the dissenting opinion is Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Meir Kasavar, and require a lot of explanation. Diras Oved Kochavim Shma Dira. Velo Shna Chad, Velo Shna Tre. Here we go. Let me explain. We know if you have two people living in a chatzer, so that's considered Dira, they're living there. What about if Reuven doesn't really live here? He's very wealthy. He has a house in Miami. He has a house in Yerushalayim. He has a house in up north in what's that place called where all the Jews go to?
Okay.
No, in Toronto. Like Ontario, half hour away, an hour away. Levy's avocados there. What's wrong with me?
Jackson's
Point. Okay, Jackson's Point. Neba. The other one across the water from Jackson's Point.
The Sparrow.
No. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. They have a cottage, right? So he's not really here in the chatzar so much. This is a guy. He's very wealthy. He's literally. He shows up. He leaves. Shows up. He leaves. But that might not. He might not. Reuven, who lives this wealthy lifestyle, who's up for like a week here, a week there, he might not actually usher the chatzar. Why? Because you need dira. What defines dira? How long do you have to live in order to have dira? Is let's say you have the 30 days. Let's say every week he literally travels. He goes on a Shabbaton. He visits the in-laws. He visits uncle. He like bounces. Like, you know, this way it's great. You don't pay membership in any shul because, like, you know, you're like bouncing around, right? So it could be that even when he's here for Shabbos, it's not real dira. Follow? He lives here. Doesn't matter. It's not dira. You follow? Because he's transient, right? It's almost like a hotel. Right? Hotel. You know, you're here day for day, 2 days, but that's not real sense of dira. So because he's transient, it might not be real dira. So the question is, what about Chris? Does a non-Jew does a non-Jew have a status of dira? When a non-Jew lives somewhere, is he living or is he just existing? You hear that, right?
He's a Jew. He's able to, if he wants to, be there for 30 days.
If he wants to, but he's not. He bounces around. He's there for like a week, only 1 week, 1 week a month, let's say.
Yeah, but he can be, it's not that he's like not able to. He's able to be there for the time he needs to.
Right, but let's say he's not. Right, even there, he's there. Let's say he never really establishes proper dira. Let's say he's never really there for 30 days. So it could be that he doesn't have real dira. So the question is, what's the status of a non-Jew? Does a non-Jew, do we use the term... You know, he has a house but not a home. That's like the shtick, right? Like he's dwelling, but he's not living. You understand the difference? Dira means living. You're the right? Living. So you're just it's just your house. That's not your home, right? That's like the so that's the issue over here. So the question is, according to Tana, meaning the question is, what's the machlokas in our Mishnah? What's the machlokas in our Mishnah? Meaning, what are they arguing over? What's the battleground between why does it matter if it's Chris and Reuven, which Tanakhama says is a problem and you need Schir Rishus, as well as Azar Ben Yaakov says, no, we have Reuven and Shimon and Chris. But if it's just Reuven and Chris, he doesn't ask. So what are they arguing over? What's the Nukada Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Azar Ben Yaakov? So the Gemara says, Abaye in his Shir said, listen, it can't be over a well-known debate. Does Chris have dira? Right? Because if he doesn't have dira, you don't need Schir Rishus. So it must be, according to Tanakhama, that a non-Jew has dira, or else there's no conversation, because you need Schir Rishus. And you only need Schir Rishus from somebody who has dira. So it must be that Chris, a non-Jew, has the status of a dar. Since he has the status of a dar, hadar, the name of our perek, you got to give him $5. Meaning, if he didn't have the status of a dar, then you wouldn't need to, because you're not darim nochri, or you're not hadarim anybody. You're darim nobody. Darim nobody, you don't need skirts or shoes. You don't need anything. Okay? So
you can apply this Rashi if he doesn't call it a dira.
Right, exactly. So let's say Chris is transient also. Then it's also no dira. Right? So even though Chris is here, so there is a discussion somewhere else, I don't know where it is, over does a non-Jew has the status of Dira. That debate over does a non-Jew have Dira is not our battleground. It can't be our battleground, because comes along Rav Meir and says you need skirmishes for and Rav Ezra ben Yaakov will also have to hold that a non-Jew has Dira. Otherwise, you don't need his permission. So that can't be because our Gemara is trying to figure out what's the machlokas. It can't be. Does a non-Jew not have a dira? That's what it's trying to say here, right? Okay. So let's read the Shema Dira. The Yesh Lo Rishus Bachatzer. Meaning, if Chris has a status of a dar, then what? If V'yesh lo reshus b'chatzer. He has authority. Reshus means authority, right? He has authority. Like in Israel, it's called reshus ha-doar, postal authority. And that's what we call, you know, mail in Israel. It's a fancy term, right? Reshus ha-doar. And also use reshus. Modern Hebrew, there's another reshus. Anyways, fine, whatever. V'nimza Yisrael ha-mutzi l'chatzer mi-beiso. And when Reuven wants to bring to his courtyard his lawn chair, Shumi Yuchalo, i.e., it's my lawn chair, it's Reuven's lawn chair, Motzim Rishus the Rishus. You're taking it from one authority to authority. From Rishusa Yachid, my private home, to this Chatzer. And this Chatzer has a different Rishus. It's not Rishusa Rabbim, but it's a different authority in terms of I can bring my lawn chair there, but so can Chris. Since Chris can also put his lawn chair there, it looks much more like a public area. Oh, the Rabbanan Gazru. Remember, Midoraisa, totally fine. Four walls, Rishus Yachid. Rabbanan Gazru, Shalol, Lohotzi, Mershus, Lohoshus, below Erev. And it's funny, like, you have to get to this opening line of the Gemara to understand the mission. That's amazing. It's very complicated. And you need, and Chachamim Mirigzera, you're not allowed to take out from there without Erev. Dilma Ase Lafuke, because what might you come and do? You might be motzi, asafuget, the reshus hayachid, the reshus harabim. You might come to carry, not in our private area that we built with four walls around it. We might come to carry from your house to Bathurst Street. And since your house to Bathurst Street, we don't have four walls, right? Therefore, what's going on here? Oh, so if a person you carry in your little chatzer, even though there's multiple people living there, it looks as if there's a public area. Gzera, Shlomo HaMelech, you're not allowed to carry. Why? Because it looks as if you're allowed to carry from a regular, unfinished, open Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rab. That was the Gzera. Fine. Okay. back to our Gemara. Okay. V'lo Shna Chai, V'lo Shna Trei. Doesn't matter if it's one or two. El Rezer ben Yaakov, my kasafer. So what's Reb Lezer's rationale for why you need two Jews and Chris? Right? What's going on here? So I understand Tanakama. Tanakama says, very simple. Reuven, Chris. Looks as if Reuven brings out his launcher. It looks like a public area. You need to do skirmishes. You can't do an Erev Chatzeros. You can't have a joint food in his house. So I got to give him $5 to get permission to carry. So what about, why are you demanding, why are you lowering the bar? Why are you lowering the bar to have two Jews? Why? It should also be us, sir. Why does it matter? Answer. My kasavar, what's his rationale? I kasavar diras ovi kochavim shema dira. If he holds that what? The status, the living, the dwelling of Chris is considered dwelling. So what's the difference if it's two or one Jews? As long as it's one Jew and Chris, Chris should usher it. If you hold there's real Dira by Chris. We love Shema Dira. So then how come you demand to have two Jews? Why? It should be one Jew. Why is that you need two Jews? One Jew. I understand Tanakama. We don't understand Rezman. I understand Tanakama is a rationale. What would be the rationale of Rezman Yaakov? Right? The Elosh Madira, even if you hold, and then if you hold that there's no Dira for an Akum, I feel the Trainami Lonidyas there. And if you hold that a non-Jew has no Dira, so what's the difference if there's 10 Jews in Chris, one Jew in Chris, three Jews in Chris? Chris's status is irrelevant. It's as if Chris is not there. It's fictitious. He lives there. He gets mail there. It doesn't matter. The Dira of an Akum is not Dira. There's no Dira. You don't need skirmishes. You don't need skirmishes. It's irrelevant if you have two Jews, 17 Jews, one Jew. You never need his permission. You never need his rishus. You never need to do skirmishes because it's irrelevant. It's as if he's not there. It's as if he's a ghost. It's as if he's popping in, popping out. He doesn't have Dira. He doesn't have a real home. He only has a house. So then we're stuck with our question. What's the machlokas between Tanakama, which we now are saying is Rabbi Meir, and Elazar ben Yaakov? it can't be over this big concept of the dira of a non-Jew. So then if that can't be the battleground, what's the battleground? What is a machlokas over? Good. Not that complicated. Okay? Meaning, complicated if you understand the background behind it. Once you understand some of the principles, much easier. Here we go. Continues the Gemara. Okay. Amar lo Abaye. So comes along Abaye now and says, okay, everybody. Right, he's holding court. He's holding the base matches, right? He says, so that can't be. So he's explaining to these two individuals, these two brothers, the sugya. And what does he say? I'll tell you what it is. Amar lo Abaye. Abaye says to them, Savar Rabbi Meir Diras Akum Shema Dira. Wait a second. Do we really hold? Is it really true that Rav Meir holds that the dira, the dwelling of a non-Jew, is dira? Wait a second. How could that be? We have another brisa. We're questioning our original assumption. Batanya chatzeru shel oved kochavim arehu kidir shel behema. A courtyard of an akum. It's as if it's a, so here, a deer is like a pen, a corral of a behema. Chassam, we're not saying that a non-Jew is like an animal. We're not saying that. But we're saying they don't have, Uhu Rashi, ein lo koach la'asor. It's just, and this is why I like using this term. It's a matter of home versus house, right? For whatever reason a non-Jew lived, they live there, they breathe there, but it's not the same type of home that a Jew has. Okay? So that's what he's trying to say here. Hugged your behema. Ella. So rather, what are we going to explain? Ella. Tekuli alma diras akum lo shemadira. Rather, what are we saying here? Maybe we're holding that according to everybody, the dira of a non-Jew is not dira at all. So, well, wait a second. If there's no dira, then what you need? Schirishus. You need anything. Oh. Shema. Oh, sorry. The hacha is a gzera. What is the gzera? Shema yilmod mimasav kamiflugi. What's the machlokas? Nothing to do with what we've said over the last few weeks. Zero. Has with one thing. If you live with Chris, you know what we're worried about? Dira. A word that you're going to learn from him. What are you going to learn from Chris? So what Yilma Mimasa, you're gonna learn from him. What in the world are his actions? So look at the next line. You're gonna learn from him bad behaviors. It's called murder. It's called knives and guns. Shem Mimasa, Kamiflugi. Razar ben Yaakov Savar, Kevan de Ove Kochavim Chashud, Ashfichus Damim. Therefore, Terei Shchichei Didirei Gazru Behu Chad Lo Shriach Lo Gazru Bei. So what is this referring to now? Nothing to do with Shurashus. Nothing to do. He has no Dira. He has no Dira. And therefore, what are the battlegrounds over? How much am I going to learn from Chris? So here we go. According to Tana Kama, according to this opinion, Chazal did not want you. We're going to pretend that prayer bottles are non-Jews and water bottles are Jews. Chazal did not want you to live with a non-Jew in the same courtyard because maybe you're going to learn, you know, through osmosis, you learn from your neighbors. So if your neighbor is a murderer, step one, step by step. According to this, where we are right now, this line of the Gemara is saying that Chazal were very worried that you're going to learn behaviors from this in the same courtyard. Listen, same courtyard. Remember what a courtyard is. Courtyard means there's walls here. Yeah, it's true that maybe there's a way to go out of this courtyard into another courtyard. Maybe, you know, your cousin lives there, your mother's there, right? Multiple courtyards stand to each other, right? But this courtyard is a pretty enclosed area. You can't be fully enclosed because then you'd be trapped in life, right? But this is an opening over here, right? So it's essentially a very closed area. It's like a gated community, right? There's a gate over here, right? Or something. Or a small opening. So if you're living with Chris, wow, you're gonna might learn from him. Comes on Tanakama and says, we don't want you to learn from him. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna make you do schirushus. Not because necessarily of Dira's Akum Shadi. It's not Dira. But if you have to walk over to Chris and say, hey Chris, can I give you $5 to carry in this area? Chris doesn't give you a hard time. What am I getting $5 for? I want $100. What property in Toronto? $5? No, I'm gonna charge you $10,000, $100,000, right? And therefore, because you have to deal with a monetary matter with Chris, it's a deterrent and you won't live here. Since you're not going to live here, you won't learn bad midos from him. And Chazal wanted to deter you from living with non-Jews in the Chazer. So what is one method to deter you? We're going to make you walk over to Chris, have a very uncomfortable conversation. And since that conversation might not go over well, you will put your house back up for sale and you'll move. Or you won't even move in there to begin with. Okay? So that's how Chazal put deterrent, there's not a better word for it. Chazal put a deterrent. I guess a deterrent. Yeah, it's exactly right. Offend, a deterrent. No. So they didn't ask you. You want to live with them? Yeah. Good luck. Go ahead. So we're going to put a stumble. We're going to put a deterrent. We have a deterrent. And what's his deterrent? Go get him to accept skirmishes, which is not so easy. And we spoke with that before. It's not so easy to walk over to someone and say, you know, hey, if I buy to the chocolate bar, can I carry here, right? It is a very awkward conversation. That's what Chazal said.
Why do Chazal assume that it will be awkward?
But Chazal assumed it's awkward because to go over and to have a conversation with Chris, I need your permission to carry in this courtyard. Here's $5 to allow me access to it. The non-Jew might say, no, sorry, I want more money. I'm not giving it to you. You know, they might be a jerk about it and be annoying about it. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be deterrent. So the question is it that he is going to kill you? Or, okay, so that, see this line over here? Okay, so you might learn Shema Yilom Mimasa. You're going to learn from him. So is it Kevan that it's an argument Chashur Shuchas Damim? So, okay. So either you're going to learn from him, or are you worried you're going to chop off your head? Because if he's chashur for shvichus damim, does that mean you're worried that you're going to learn from shvichus damim? Or does that mean he's going to chop off your head? If it means he's going to chop off your head, then that comes along Rabbi Ben Yaakov and says, listen, I'm sorry. You chop off your head. And therefore, since we're worried that you're going to chop off your head, I don't want you living with him. Okay, so there are two. What does it mean that a non-Jew is, what's the language? Yomar mimasav. You're going to learn from his actions. Does it mean you're going to learn from his actions and you're going to become a murderer? Or you're going to learn from his actions and meaning he will chop off your head. Okay, so that's different ways of understanding it. It seems in the beginning that Yilma Mimasav, that you're going to learn to become an aggressive person. But the next line says, it's Choshir on Shvichus Damim. So are you learning Avodah Zarah? So Avodah Zarah, this is Gemara in Chav Beis Mur Aleph. Right? So what is the Gemara? You're doing later, right?
Yeah. Lamed Hay.
You're doing Lamed Hay?
Yeah.
Why do you know about Azura here? Here it is. Yeah, Avodah Zarah is an underrated Gemara. There's a lot of You learn a lot. You have to do a few sugyos when you're studying for smicha. You have to do a few sugyos in Azara because it talks a lot about food and contamination and lios, right? Base amud was amud alaf amud base. Alaf base amud. Here's this Gemara. Ah, are you ready? The Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is crystal clear what it is. Ready? Lo yisyached adam imahen. Talking about a non-Jew. Mipnei shechashudim al shvichus damim. That's why we're worried about it. I'm going to kill you. Divine. That's pretty clear. Don't get clear than that in Mishnah. So, by the way, that's the reason why there's a gzera not to get a haircut from a non-Jew. Because
also.
Okay, that's a good question. So, 2,000 years ago, imagine Chris holding a sharp object by your head, by your neck, right? By your right. You know, it doesn't take much to slit your throat, your head, your neck. So they were choshed that you should not have a haircut by a non-Jew. Now, what happens if there's a Yisro Omer? But what about if there's a Jew behind him, protecting you, watching? So it might be a Tzmuter. So what about in the modern era where, first of all, it could be none of these have a real status of an Akum anymore. Not a real Akum. Who's a real Akum today, right? There's no real Avodah Zarah today. That's connected. Three, there's we do something interesting. In the modern world, I think in every place, when you get a haircut, there's always a mirror in front of you. So when you're looking, you can see everything that Chris is doing to you, right? As opposed to, I guess, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have mirrors, so you had no idea what they were doing to you. For all you know, they're about to slit your throat. Now you can watch, you can see, you can hold the guy's hand back, right? There's always people in the haircut salon today. I'll say a private haircut salon. Five, they're not really close on there's a government, there's law. Talking about a place that's lawless, that, shall we say, had a law where they were not in favor of, you know, if a non-Jew killed a Jew, they didn't go to court. There was no, it was lawless. It wasn't like today where there's quality of law. So there's many reasons to be in today. I just listed five of them, right? So maybe in my real Hasidic circles, they still avoid it. They have Hasidic barbers, but I'm not so sure if that's really true in the modern world anymore. Okay, it's a good anyway. So that mission is pretty black and white. Okay, so let's go back to our topic. So it seems, that's what I'm trying to say, is it might be a chashud for, and then I kill you. So again, let's go back. So again, Rav Yaakov holds savar kevan dogachavim chashur shiruz damim trei shriche didarim. Therefore, the gzarubu. Since according to, so then what's right about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? He says, listen, no Jew is ever going to live alone with Chris. It's suicide. Suicide. So when do I make a gzera that you need to do schir shus? Only when there's two Jews. This is more common to live with Chris. Why? Because Reuven can protect Shimon. Shimon can protect Reuven from Chris, who were in Shvich HaZdamim. And therefore, this is shechiach. This is more common. Since this is more common, I make gzera. But a one-on-one is not common. Who in the right rational mind will live alone with Chris? He's going to slit your throat. And therefore, Lazman Yaakov didn't make a gzera on things. They're not shechiach. That's a very important principle. We see that in many places in Chazal. Right? You're learning shechiach in terms of, so this is not quite like shechiach. But a gzera, which is too hard to keep, they also didn't make, right? So that's why the gzera, right? Like paspalter is too difficult to gzera, they couldn't make. So since these are derabbanans, Chazal had to make only rational gzeras.
But according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even if the goy wasn't there, you still would need to do something any with the Jew anyway.
No, if it's just Reuben and Shimon, then there's a tikkun. It's called Eru Chazeras. Yeah. But Eruv Chatzeros is an easy tikkun. Reuven put matzah house, right? Okay, fine. Oh my goodness! I'm sorry, 10:35. Rabbi Meir Savar, Zimnin Demigre Vidir. No, there are certain times that what? That you do live with Chris. Since there are certain times you live with Chris, you need to be mindful, you need to be careful, and therefore, since this can happen, what do you need to do? You need to do Schira Rishos. So that's the machlokas. Meaning, let's go back. According to where we are right now, this is where we're going to stop for today also. According to where we are now, the battleground is not over the Dira of an Akum. Both can hold that a Dira of an Akum is not Dira. Listen, it's not Dira. Why is there anything? No. Nothing to do with the Lifid. It has to do with your worried danger. What's the danger? I'm going to slit my throat. So then how come there's a difference between Tanakama and Ezra and Yaakov? Answer, Shechiach and Nash. Everyone agrees that we're worried. It's a Mishnah. Everyone has to agree that we're the Choshen on Shvichas Damim. The question is, we're making Zera in a one-on-one case. One-on-one case is more rare, according to Ezra and Yaakov, because you're going to live among next to a guy with walls around you. You're just looking through at 2 a.m. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Therefore, that's so rare, no Jew in the right rational mind will ever live. 1% chance. But by the way, it's actually interesting. What's Shechiach? 49%? No, what does Lo Shechiach mean? 49%? Or is it like 1 in 1,000%? That's for another time, right? But since, according to Ezra ben Yaakov, it's so Lo Shechiach, there's no gzeira on it. So, because no one in the right mind will do it. And Akama says, no, it's possible, they might do it. We have to be choshesh, and therefore, even one-on-one needs schira rasher. Bechogas has nothing to do with dira, it has to do with being choshesh on shvichas damim and self-preservation, and what do you need to do? In this way, there'll be some deterrent that you won't even live potentially among a non-Jew, that'll be too annoying and too complicated, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, try it.